A pause on the housing market during the latest lockdowns is unlikely to be enough to increase affordability. Latest figures show in the year to August, all major centres saw house prices rise, with median values in some suburbs like Auckland's Ponsonby increasing by close to $600,000. But with uncertainty around what activity will look like over the coming months, real estate agents have snapped up more than $1 million in wage subsidies. Nita Blakeperson reports.
Data from CoreLogic doesn't quite cover the latest lockdown, but it paints a pretty clear picture of where prices were headed before things stalled. In the year to August, 771 of the country's 983 suburbs saw median increases of $100,000 or more, and only 24 saw increases of less than $50,000. CoreLogic's head of research, Nick Goodall, says activity dropped right off during lockdown, but it could be about to bounce back.
Because there's limited supply, we do have strong demand, and that can be boosted by people who are sitting at home and locked down and want some more space or want to move to a different area, and they can start to look for property once they come out of lockdown as well. So that can be a short-term boost to demand, short-term drop in supply, and that can mean you see a little bit of support for prices. But as I said, we don't expect that to be long-term. So over the longer term, we'd expect that to peter out and the market prior to lockdown continue on.
Ponsonby saw the biggest jump in median value with a gain of $597,000. Tiano was the only suburb to record a growth rate of less than 5%. Its median value is $554,000. Goodall says he's not expecting prices to skyrocket to the dizzying heights they did after last year's lockdown.
I think this time around it's not quite as bad. Last year was, the first time we'd ever seen something like this. So many people would have been considerate of their income might have been impacted in the short term or long term, and so they may have held off from making a big purchase like a house. Whereas this time around, I think many people would see it as a short-term lockdown. They probably know if they've got job security or not, and it should put them off in general, but it may just push back some transactions because they're unable to transact as opposed to being unwilling to.
Property commentator Ashley Church agrees a huge flurry of activity is unlikely, but he doesn't expect the market to cool either.
Already the indications are that the market's continuing to be strong, house prices are increasing week on week, and there's nothing to suggest that anything will change that. The one thing we can probably predict with some level of confidence is that we won't see that really, really big burst of sort of 30 plus percent increase that we saw last year.
Despite that strong activity, there has been some nervousness from real estate agents about what the future will bring. Agencies across the country have claimed more than $1.3 million in wage subsidies, although the bigger outfits like Barford and Thompson have decided not to this time around. Property Brokers is one of the largest claimants. It says the future is uncertain and the subsidy can't be claimed retrospectively, and it remains open to returning the subsidy. Ashley Church says many agencies will be competing for houses to sell.
So remember, there's two sides to selling real estate. One of them is selling, but the other side is gaining listings in the first instance. And in order to be successful, you really need to be doing both well. So you need to be getting people who are prepared to list their property with you, and then you need to be able to sell that property. At the moment, because listings are so short, it's generally the better salespeople who are actually getting those listings. And if you're not getting listings, essentially 50% of your income's being cut out.
It's not just prices that the housing market affects, but access and equality too. Social housing advocate and policy designer Jade Kake says government interventions to limit the spiralling prices are too slow and too late, and she expects the housing waitlist will grow again after this lockdown lifts.
It's quite sobering when you look at the figures year on year or quarter on quarter and just see that consistent, persistent increase. And it's not evenly felt, so I think around 50% of the housing waitlist are Māori, despite only being 15-16% of the population, and I'm sure an equally or disproportionate amount are also Pacifica.
She says lockdowns have highlighted issues around grossly unaffordable and inappropriate housing and wants tighter regulations of the rental market.